Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, the Bay Area is bracing for the potential deployment of the National Guard to San Francisco. This comes as the city has weathered a shortage of public defenders and continues its initiatives to combat drug crime and homelessness. To talk about all that and more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. If you have a question for the DA that you would like answered, you can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Askus@kcbsradio.com. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, welcome to KCBS.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be talking to
you. You have been San Francisco's top prosecutor since July of 2022. What has changed about the city in the 3 years since you have been DA?
We have been working diligently to reduce crime since I took over 3 years ago. And I have to tell you, we have not only solidified our partnership with the San Francisco Police Department, but we have formed partnerships with other local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies that truly have allowed us to crime in San Francisco across really all categories. We are seeing historic lows in homicides, in auto burglary, which used to be one of the most pervasive problems in San Francisco. We've reduced retail theft by 35%. Really, when you look at the crime stats as a whole, we've reduced crime by over 30% since I took over.
Hanging over our city right now is the president's threat to deploy the National Guard to San Francisco. Is the National Guard needed to, quote unquote, as the president says, clean up our city?
The National Guard is not needed, as the president is referring to. And what I think is being lost in the conversation here is that the president doesn't actually have the authority to send in the National Guard, given the way that, you know, we are addressing crime in San Francisco. What he would need is a catalyst that would cause civil unrest. And so what we are seeing across our nation right now is that he first deploys Customs and Border Patrol and ICE, and that they tend to do things that are provoking of communities, that causes a resistance and unrest that then gives him the authority legally to send in the Guard. And so we don't need the support from the Guard in the fashion that the president is offering it, but we certainly do not want to see our communities ripped apart by his version of immigration enforcement that we know precedes the Guard being deployed.
As you know, this president sometimes uses an act now, ask questions later strategy, and he seems to be saying a lot lately that it's not a matter of if, but when federal troops will be sent here.
we right now have to go off of what he has proven. And I think you're right. This is not something that at this moment we feel that we have had the power to prevent from happening. He seems to, you know, once he makes his mind up, he moves forward with his plan. And so we have to be prepared that this will likely happen.
You have said that you would not hesitate to charge federal troops with using excessive force. Explain to our listeners how that would work.
So the fact that they are deployed by the president, and I'm referring to both ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, anyone else doing immigration enforcement, or the National Guard, does not give them a blank check to act as they will. They still have to follow and abide by state laws, just like any other police officer would. And so for me, I want the public to be reassured that some of these tactics that we have seen happen, again, in other cities across our country, if they cross the line of the law, that I have an obligation to make sure that I pursue filing charges in any case that we believe we can prove for excessive force or harassment or violation of rights, just as I would if it were a local police officer.
Would you treat these federal officers the same way you would really anybody on the street who might commit the same act?
Absolutely. That is my obligation as the district attorney. I have to treat everyone equally. Everyone has the obligation to follow the law, and we must hold anyone accountable who breaks it.
We have a question from KCBS listener Barbara in Cow Hollow here in San Francisco. Barbara asks, how can victims of crime submit video evidence to law enforcement? Does that help if somebody can actually submit to you, to the prosecutor's office, evidence on video of what apparently happened?
It absolutely is probably one of the most significant pieces of evidence that we can receive. It not only allows the police to further an investigation into a crime, but it is one of the most compelling pieces of evidence that we can present to a jury. So victims of crime or even witnesses can do is the police, if you go onto their website, the San Francisco Police Department website, they actually have a portal now where you can upload the video directly to them online. And so that is one of the easiest ways to do it. Or you can call your local station, your district station, and let them know that you have evidence of a crime that you need to report, and they can send someone out. That may take a bit longer, but that is another option as well.
Barbara, we thank you for that question. We are talking with the San Francisco District Attorney, Brooke Jenkins. This is Ask an Expert on KCBS. Can we talk about repeat offenders? In the last couple of days, there's been the story of a man who had gone to prison for being a serial groper, harassing women. He got out early and apparently was back at it again, and now he's back in custody. What do we do to try to keep people like that from returning to the streets so quickly?
So I want to give a caveat for that particular case. I am familiar with it. He actually served the time that he was ordered to serve. I know that we hear a sentence. In his case, it's 3 years, and they're only required, depending on the type of charges, to serve either half of that time or sometimes 80%. In his case, it was half. 50% of the time. So he was actually placed on parole, and he's been picked up, yes, on a parole violation. But chronic offenders in general, what we see more often is that they are released when we charge a case at the first court appearance. And so that is an issue for us most heavily in San Francisco, is that judges are releasing repeat offenders at the outset of their case back out onto the street while their prosecution is pending. And then they go out, reoffend, pick up another case, and sometimes are given yet another opportunity to get back out. And so that has been something that I've been very vocal about, is on the front end of the case, we have to ensure that when somebody has demonstrated that they are not going to follow the law, that everyone do what they're supposed to keep the public safe.
Well, what is the answer to that? Is, the problem the judges? Is it, inadequate public defenders, not enough public defenders, so people aren't getting adequate representation? Why do we seem to have this revolving circle of people being brought in, sent back out, brought in, sent back out?
That is by virtue of the judges. They have been a real problem for us in San Francisco in being excessively lenient when it comes to pretrial release. And so, again, we have had drug dealers, fentanyl dealers in particular, who have gotten released 2, 3, 4 times. before they are finally held in on the fifth arrest. And that is a problem. With respect to this claim that there aren't sufficient public defenders, I really do want to dispel that notion. The data does not suggest that there's an insufficient number of public defenders. We would all love to reduce our caseloads in our offices. I have misdemeanor lawyers that have over 225 cases per attorney. This is a problem that is pervasive in many DA's offices and many public defenders' offices. But that is not the problem here at all. This is a judicial problem, and we also, again, do not have a resource problem in that sense that's causing this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's look at the city's fight against drug abuse and homelessness. Anybody who walks through the Tenderloin at night, it's almost like an open-air bazaar drug market through there. What can be done there?
So this is probably the most pervasive problem that we still are trying to address, and it's likely one of the most difficult that anyone has ever seen. When you're talking about fentanyl addiction, it's one of the most addictive substances that has ever been on the streets, and it's really difficult to address and cure. I've tried to use my system as much as possible, right, to file charges against people who are publicly using, and of course anybody who commits a different type of crime and has got a substance abuse problem, we are trying to engage them in making a choice for treatment through the criminal justice system. But overwhelmingly, this is a public health crisis. And the mayor does have a new Department of Public Health head, as well as a new Chief of Human and Health Services, who are working really hard to build a more robust and appropriate infrastructure for us to be able to try to help some of these people who are struggling with addiction. And so, again, I've said if the president wants to help, the best thing is to make sure that fentanyl stops making its way into our country. That is a big problem, is that it keeps making its way in here, and that is why we are seeing so many people continue to suffer from this addiction and often die of overdose.
Proponents of sending the National Guard to San Francisco have said, we'll send them to the Tenderloin, and that'll clean up those drug markets. True or false? Would that work?
So I understand the desire and even in some cases the desperation to want to address this problem. I as much as anyone else, want to see the Tenderloin get cleaned up, especially for the children who live there and the families. But I need to be clear that the National Guard will not have police authority. They will not be able to go out and make arrests as our local police can. They can't investigate crime. They would literally just be standing there. And so that is an issue, is that there's this misnomer that they would be able to actually act as police officers, when that would not, the law would not provide them that authority, nor would there be anywhere to take these people who are addicted to fentanyl in any manner that's going to keep them off of our streets.
We're taking listener email questions at askus@kcbsradio.com. D.A. Brooke Jenkins, we have heard from Drew, KCBS listener Drew, who lives on 2nd Street here in the city. I think he's a Brooke Jenkins fan. He says you're doing a fantastic job. We note that's in all caps, fantastic. But he also wants to know about the speed cameras. Are they all up and running?
They are all up and running, and no longer are cars receiving warnings. They are they have begun to issue citations for violations of those, you know, speed laws.
Okay, and violators will be prosecuted as they receive summonses?
No, they will receive citations, tickets.
Okay.
As you would if even if a police officer had pulled you over.
All right. We are about out of time with you. I do want to ask you about the public perception and reputation of San Francisco. People around the country, I think, might have a different view of San Francisco than those of us who live here. I know Dreamforce was just in town, and you'd overhear people on the sidewalks saying things like, wow, this is kind of nice here, or gee, I thought it would be worse. What do you make of the public perception that our city has across the country?
Our city, about 4 years ago, took a significant hit publicly, internationally, nationally, and was considered to be, you know, a safe haven for criminals and homelessness. But I just want to reassure everyone, one, San Francisco is still that great, beautiful city. We have spent the last 3 years really working to address all of those issues that we saw go viral with theft in our stores and things of that nature. It is a beautiful city that is, as the mayor loves to say, is on the rise. It's a place that people should come visit and will be safe and be able to experience all the amazing and beautiful things that our city has to offer.
All right, so much to talk about, so little time. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, will you come back and talk with us again?
Yes, of course, but happy to do so.
All right, San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins joining us on KCBS. We do appreciate you coming on Ask an Expert.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.